First in family. What's going on, y'all? We're just hanging out.
You try. Every time you try and every time I laugh.
What did I try?
It's like a joke now. It's like, how loud can I yell to make Ian laugh? How long can I wait before she laughs?
You can't even finish a sentence.
1.2 seconds, by
the way. Without laughing, by the way.
No.
You just, look at you.
Cracking, not good poker face.
Cracking yourself up over here. Yeah.
Not a poker player. Okay. It's all right.
Speaking of cracking, what's crack-a-lackin'? Huh?
I haven't heard that in a while.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's a good one. What's going on, fam? It's, Fry.
Yay.
Q.
And A.
With J.
And A.
That's it. We're cutting it off.
We're done today?
You guys,
I was waiting for more.
You guys got the good stuff last week. We're not doing any more good stuff.
He's going to spring it on me like 3 weeks from now.
If you missed last week's intro.
You probably should watch it.
You probably should watch it. It was pretty good.
I crushed it.
Pretty good. The Banff is here. Happy Friday. What's going on, John? How are you, man? Eric Morris is here. Happy Friday. Happy Friday, Eric. How are you? Anna says, laughter is medicine.
It is.
I'm trying to think.
What?
Well, because they define in medicine that a drug is anything that impacts the way the body interacts. And laughter will release an endorphin.
It does.
And it will impact how the body reacts. And they've done studies. The smile thing.
Yeah,
when I always
pencil.
Tell you to smile, where you put the pen in your mouth. That alone can make you feel better because it
It'll
mimics.
Make other people smile.
It mimics smiling and it makes other people smile. So while it may indeed be medicine, since we are not medical professionals,
we can't call it that.
We cannot claim that it is can be used to treat or cure diseases, but give it a laugh and see how it goes.
Make you feel good.
Sephir's here. What's up, fam? How are you? Val says, hey, y'all. Happy Fry-yay.
Happy Fry-yay.
Fry-yay. Happy Fry-yay to you, too,
Another
Roxy.
One. I like it.
We're Fry-yaying around
People are
here.
Happy today. I did it.
Fry-yaying. That's all I got.
That's all you got. All right.
Speaking of all I got, we didn't get any questions.
I think this is a record. For weeks in a row.
We didn't get any questions, which leaves us with a conundrum. What are we going to talk about?
Got me?
I don't really have anything to talk about. We were hoping you guys would have something to talk about. So we can give it a couple minutes and see if you guys have anything to talk about. And then we might just not talk. Could be like a weird live call.
Stare awkwardly into silence.
Roxy, did you get Mark's patch for the board? Hold on 1 second.
I believe we did.
We'll make sure.
Full transparency. If we did get the patch, which I believe we did, if we did, we are very behind on patches.
We're not very behind on
Well, not very behind. We are slow to put them up lately. So, we will get them up. We apologize that we have been behind the eight ball on it. But Jonathan's over there looking through his patch stuffs.
Roxy, we did get the patch. And let me tell you why we haven't updated any patch walls. The office... The Finn headquarters is going to be moving. Ann and I are splitting up, and I'm moving out.
I can't. No poker face. I can't.
No, that's not why the headquarters is moving. It's moving downstairs.
The office is moving.
The office is moving downstairs. And
if PJ's listening, we're not moving again.
Yeah, we're not moving, PJ. No. You don't have to help out. But we're moving the office downstairs, and I was kind of like thinking we'd be further along with this because the setup we have when we do the patches is different light setup, and because the plumbing, we had to move a lot of stuff around, so we don't have the light thing set up. And I was like, oh, we'll be in the new office in time to put these patches up. And that's why it's not up there yet.
It's a mess in here. There's a mattress in here. There's a hole in the wall in the drywall where they cut for the plumbing. It was good time.
So we just got a lot of stuff back here.
We'll work on it.
But hopefully we'll be able to get up. We did get it. We are behind on some patches. Yep. We need to get them on the wall. Thank you for sending that in. And I just thought we'd be a little bit further along than we were with the big office move of 2023 that we tried to start in 2022. So Rocky said, it's all good, just making sure. Yes, we got it. We got it. We'll get it up there. And I apologize for that delay. We got to make it happen. Val said, did you find a reunion house and is the chop coming?
Yes and no. And honestly, so we did find a house. We got a house. There's a new neighborhood in that whole kind of area where they do the Airbnb vacation homes. Super cool. Looks like it has a lazy river, pools, gym, the whole thing. House looks really nice. Been talking to the guy that owns it. Super nice. So it looks super cool. Chop is not coming to the house this time. We are doing the quick turnaround to go to muster with some of the people coming to the reunion, and it's in Dallas. So we didn't want to have to coordinate with our dogs that are driving back, drop him off, come back. It's kind of rough. So she gets to keep him for two whole weeks. No, one week. 1 week. Our next trip is 2 weeks.
Where are we going? Are we splitting up?
I just booked all the hotels and the flights yesterday. So
we're getting the big D.
Ooh.
Sephra says, hold on, Sephra. You get to say something here in a second. Sephra says, other than broth, what's best for sodium? You got an eyebrow raise from the word best.
There's a follow-up, though. That makes more sense.
Well, no, that's the first question. Also, what's good to use for potassium during a deficit? So for the reason you got the eyebrow raise for the word best is because that one, it's just, what's best for you, right?
Best is relative.
I'm a big fan of salt.
Table salt.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Right. I'm a big fan of salt in my food. I'm a big fan of seasoning. I'm a big fan of getting salt that way. I'm a big fan of processed food. But since you mentioned a deficit, that's going to change things. So the reason we mention making sure you're on your sodium and your salt to stay hydrated in a deficit is because what happens is most of us switch from eating our normal food, which probably consists of packaged and processed food, to more filling foods, which tend not to. So salting your food is a great thing to do. Yep. Literally straight up table salt.
Yep, iodized table salt.
Now when you mention what's good to use for potassium during a deficit, that brings me to my favorite, two bird, one stone, which is using what they refer to as light salt.
And it is L-I-T-E, salt.
Right. And light salt is light on the sodium, because it adds potassium to the mix, which is why in most of the coaches' deficit instructions, they'll have a link to my favorite, light salt, which is another good way to keep it in there.
If they don't, it is in your member portal under the Amazon links. It's also in the FML frequently missed list, I believe, the Amazon links. FML in the group, in the pin post. Light salt. You get both sodium and potassium. You don't have to use like the whole container every day, but if you sprinkle light salt on your food, you're good. If you're still struggling, sprinkle a little iodized on there with it. Or you, if you're active, if you're running, if you're training, if you're doing whatever, you can sprinkle a little iodized salt in your water. Not enough to make it taste like seawater, but just a pinch.
Unless that's your thing. Yeah, I won't yuck your yum.
You can use electrolyte packets if you're using it for training. Broth is good because you get to drink liquid, so you get some water with it and it keeps you full. But yeah, sodium is super important. And tidbit for everybody in the group, water follows salt into your tissues. So when you drink a bunch of water and you don't have the sodium molecules to carry it into your tissues, you may not be getting all of it and you just turn around and pee it out, which is why you're like, well, I'm drinking 3 gallons a day, but I'm going to the bathroom 300 times. Well, maybe let's look at how much salt you're getting to try to keep some of that water in your tissues.
That's my thing. And so what I would say is take a look at how you normally eat, then take a look at the change that may have been when you started switching to your winter food, right? And most of those foods can actually benefit from seasoning. So if you can find like your favorite seasoning blend, like whether it's Glades or Complete or Saison.
I like some just seasoning salt, yeah, straight up.
Or some seasoning salt or whatever, that can really help you out. Make sure you stay hydrated too. Val's got something I can't really read over here. Let me get it over here.
You did end it with, I know you're not doctors. Perfect. Some medical disclaimer.
Yes. I stand all day for work. Me too. So do you.
Yes.
I noticed that I have been having ankle swelling lately. I'm staying hydrated, so I'm wondering if it's probably just something else simple. I don't know. Been trying to move a bit more while standing at my desk, but I don't want to sit. It's not my thing. Curious on your thoughts. I say this, Val, is definitely something to bring up with your doctor, because pedal edema could be signs and symptoms of many things. Localized edema like that because you're standing doesn't sound like a salt thing to me. When I'm having too much salt or sodium, it's like a global edema. The wedding ring wants to just not slide off like it should. And that doesn't have anything to do with standing. That could be a lot of stuff, and I don't say go down the Google rabbit hole, and I'm not going to give you like any causes for alarm, but that would be something I would mention to my physician, because it sounds like you're used to standing at your desk. It sounds like you're staying on the normal water that you use on. It sounds like you didn't make any massive dietary changes, so something is changing, and we want to make sure that's not an issue. It could be nothing.
It could be. Just go. I would bring it up to your doctor. Go see your doctor for sure, just in case, because ankle swelling all of a sudden out of nowhere, probably something to get looked at just in case. The question I have outside of anything regarding your physician or medical issues, do you stand with your knees locked? Do you stand on one leg or both legs? Like, are you not moving when you're standing? Are you just standing in one spot and not moving around? Because, yeah, could you get blood pooling if you're just standing in one spot and not getting any blood flow? Maybe.
Yeah, I would take walking breaks. I tend to, like, I flamingo a lot when I stand.
That's how I'm standing.
Yeah, I tend to flamingo. I pick one leg up, and then I pick another leg up. I kick my shoes off and on. I move a lot when I'm standing. Certain emails I get, they make me move more than others. So,
check with your doctor.
Check with your doctor.
Try to move a little more in the meantime.
If moving a little bit, if switching legs, if changing stance, if setting a timer, right, and going for like a little lap around the office, around the house, or wherever it is you're standing at. If doing those kind of little immediate things doesn't bring about any relief of these symptoms or any changes, I would look at your doctor. There's some simple things they can do. Find out if it's a blood pooling issue, a blood pressure issue, a venous return issue.
Maybe you just stuff need compression like socks or something.
Yeah, maybe some compression socks or something.
See if you're locking your knees out completely. If you're getting stressed or you're whatever and you lock your knees. When we were young in school, this is something I don't think they tell kids this anymore. They used to tell us this because we used to stand for assemblies. They used to tell us, don't lock your knees. So they used to make us move and bend our knees because you'll straight pass out from eventually blocking off blood flow and it pooling.
They don't make kids stand anymore.
Don't do that. They don't make kids stand now.
They don't make it stand anymore.
Yeah.
We're soft.
Yeah.
Val says, yes, I'm old. We're right there with you.
We feel you.
I tend to just stand in one spot because I'm typing or on the phone. Also, totally flamingo and probably do lock my knees. Well, that's something you can look at.
Just a thought.
Yeah. Move a little bit. Put some music on. Dance a little bit.
Dance. I love dancing when we're working.
I've never seen her dance while she's working, so maybe that happens when I'm not around. Sephir says, I enjoy broth, but I wanted to have a back if I'm not home. If you're not home, grab that salt shaker. It's right there waiting for you. You're stateside. They should have salt everywhere you're at in the Zona, right? Arizona?
Amazon.
Am I right on that? Amazon.
I don't know if it's
Doesn't she live in Arizona?
I don't know.
Am I making this up?
Maybe.
I thought she was in Arizona because of the Women's Assembly.
I don't know.
Am I making things up? Let me know. I asked you a question.
He's just guessing.
Hey. I'm not infallible. I am but a human. Anyone that thought I was a robot.
No, California.
You're wrong. Oh, that's close to Arizona. Close. That's why she's close.
Yes.
California, I don't know. They may not have salt in California. Things are a little.
They,
things are a little.
Ban that?
I know they don't make kids stand in California. I know that for not a fact at all. But that's just a guess. That's just a guess. Salt is a good backup. And if you're you know, whatever, the light salt, you're always free to carry that with you too.
If you're out, fun tip, and there's a grocery store or fast food place, they usually have those little salt packets.
I don't know, California.
Go. I don't know if they do or not.
They may not have single serve packets.
If they do, you can steal some of those.
And I know it's weird. We've got members in other countries.
Yes.
But I do not claim to know anything about California but what I hear. And I hear it's a lot different.
I don't know.
I could be wrong. Gary says, as long as you say it with authority, you can convince people of anything.
It's true.
Yes. I used to get Anne with stuff all the time.
All the time.
All the time.
I'm so gullible.
Yeah. That's why she laughs so much, even when I'm saying serious stuff. She's like, waits for the punchline. I'm like, no, really. Really, that was the truth right there, babe. I'm not lying to you.
Yeah.
Eric says, no standing or salt in Oregon.
Bar.
I mean, and I believe you, because that sounds convincing.
Sounds authoritative.
Yeah. Yeah, which is a bummer. I'm going to bring some salt to Oregon. What's up, Megan? How are you? Anna says, Sephir, I literally brought a salt grinder to keep it work to make it easier to add to my food, and yep. I have a couple salt packets in my purse.
Salt and Splenda packets are what we carry.
Yeah, we bring Splenda because we had a sitch one time where we didn't have any Splenda, and it was like it was on one of our cruises last year, and they were like on a Splenda lockdown. And luckily, we were nice to people, and they went and they sought out some hidden Splenda for us, so
made
we were able
friends.
To get it. Yeah, made friends.
Splenda friends.
Sephir says that I definitely plan on adding it to my go bag.
Good.
That's salt. It. Salt's a good place for it. Good
yep.
place for the go bag. Well, guys, I'm going to drop some earth-shattering news for you. It's not that Ann and I are splitting up. That was earlier in the thing. Y'all know about that now.
1.2 seconds. I couldn't take it.
Hold on for a second. This has to be Lori, just because I can read this.
Yep.
When I am on full training for Ironman and now with Patrol Zone changing, I tote elements.
Yep.
Elements. Yeah. Any kind of electrolyte replacement like that. What's cool about these is they're not going to be like a sports drink,
no.
Right? You're going to be able to add them to your water, your beverages, and have your electrolytes there.
We heard, is this the one that has the flavor, too?
That's one that somebody Jiu-Jitsu last night told us there's like a habanero mango flavor, which is cool.
She said it was good.
Yeah, so we'll have to check that out sometime. All right, back to Ann and I keeping the band together. This may come as a shock to some of you guys, but first in ain't for everybody. And what I mean by that is Anna and I have a particular background coming from the fire service, from the civil service side of things, which means we developed certain
eccentricities
is a good word for it, certain cultural attachments, whether or not we developed them in the fire service or we gravitated to the service because we were a certain type of person. Who knows, right? Chicken, egg. I think there are certain aspects of service, whether it's military, fire, police, emergency medicine, emergency room, any kind of service.
Yeah.
It does attract a certain type of person. And spending years in certain professions under certain high-stress scenarios, you get a different view of the world. It's kind of like there's a veil over parts of society that you wish didn't exist, so you pretend it doesn't exist, and then you get involved in these other areas where it's your job to go into those segments, and you realize how things are, how they really are. And as a result of that, you develop all kinds of different coping mechanisms and different ways to interact, different dark humor, different ways to process. But most importantly, during most of these scenarios and situations, you develop relationships with people. And there's a reason that a lot of these professions are called a brotherhood, called a sisterhood, are called a family. And when Ann and I chose to leave the fire service, to dedicate our lives to doing things differently, to helping in a different way, to helping in this way, with First In, we gave up our family. We gave up our friends who understood us. We gave up our people that were there for us. We gave up our people that we could relate to, that could help us decompress, that could help us go through what we were going through, and that were truly family to us. Because when you no longer show up every third day and you move across the state and sell your house and give up your pension and don't go to work anymore, they're just not going to be there. It's not the same thing. You're giving it up. You're walking away from it. So we decided, when our life took some unexpected turns and we were going to start over from ground zero and figure out how we're going to eat, when we started First In, we decided we were going to build family into it from day one. And that's what First In is. It's our family. But knowing that background we come from, our family's going to be a little dysfunctional. And that's okay. That's what we're here for. You know, it ain't going to be for everybody. Not everybody is going to run in the burning building when everybody runs out, you know? Just like this guy ain't running towards bullets.
Nope.
When everybody else is running away, I'm going to be running away with them. But Lori's going to be pedaling over there now that she's on the bike patrol, right? Because that's what she does. That's her calling. We know we're all a little bit different. And that's okay. The story I'm about to tell right now, if you're not a little bit different, you may want to check out, because this shit's bananas.
This is some movie stuff.
This is ridiculous what's about to go down here. I'm going to tell a story that just happened this week.
That we couldn't talk about until
today. That we couldn't talk about. Couldn't talk about it on Wednesday, because that's when we were actually going through it. But it's not for everybody. Just like First In's not for everybody. You know, we have different ways, million ways out there to skin a cat, guys. And if our way's not for you, and you don't like that I say fuck, that's okay. We'll find you a fuck-free nutrition company, right? We'll help you find a coach that fits you, that speaks to you in your way, that gives you all the grace you need, or whatever it is. This story is for the people that can hang. That can hang with the people that maybe think a little different, or process stuff a little different, or do stuff a little differently.
And you'll know.
My family.
When he starts telling the story, you'll get it quickly, and you'll be like, I know where this is going. You'll get it.
All right. If you have any questions, drop them in. We'll scroll back and get them. But I want you guys to check out a day in the life of the Montgomerys, of the Montgomery team, as coined by the man himself.
The day I almost had like 3 strokes.
Mr. Willink. So, I'm out in the morning, hitting up a walk on the beach, right? It wasn't a run day, it was a walk day. Beach was kind of nasty. A lot of seaweed, a lot of debris. I found a construction helmet. Yeah. And I did my good deed, and I tossed it up on the dune because I'm heading out. I'm not going to wear the helmet. It'd be kind of weird. You know, there was like barnacles and stuff on it or whatever. But anyway, I'm walking out. I'm coming back. I'm about a half mile from the house. And I look down. And I see this object, right? It's like a
rectangle.
Like a rectangular brick-shaped object, kind of sitting in the seaweed. And It's kind of shiny. So I walk over to it and I look at it, and there's a giant sticker on it for some reason that says 2024.
Which doesn't mean anything around here.
It's weird. I'm like, it's not a graduation gift or whatever. You know, what is it? But I as I get closer to it, I see that it's like silver foil with a bunch of plastic and packing tape enclosing it. And so I pick it up. And I'm like, what's this?
If anybody starts to get like any little like triggers or things here.
I'm like, what's this? I pick this up. It's kind of heavy. It's got some weight to it. And I'm looking at it, and I'm holding it, and I'm looking around. And I go, well, I've seen this movie. I was like, and this is probably one of three things. This is either like a joke, like a gag yeah. gift or something.
Or like a time capsule or, you know,
2024, right? We open me later or whatever. Yeah. Or it's what I'm hoping. It's a brick of cash. It's a big brick of cash that somebody wrapped up, you know, it's off a sunken ship or whatever. It's a big brick of cash. It's gonna change our lives. It's gonna be awesome. You know, it's going
like
to be...
There's that retirement we gave up, right? Like,
right.
There it
that,
is right
that, you know, yeah. the 40 grand our old business partner stole from us. I'm getting it back. It's manna from heaven.
Karma.
Or it's going to be cocaine. But I got to find out. So, I walk back a half mile holding this brick. The turtle patrols follow me. I'm waving, holding my brick, you know. I mean, I say brick, guys, and this thing is freaking, it's big, right? It's a big, big guy. And so I come back to the house, and I'm spending the money in my head. I'm like, it's cash. It's cash bill size. It's going to be like, man, I can't wait. And I see Anne. She's getting ready to walk out and leave the dog. She's getting ready to walk out.
Yeah, I'm heading out to walk the dog.
And I show her my find. And she's like, "What the fuck is that?" And I said, "I'm hoping it's a bunch of money, but it's probably cocaine." And she's like, "What are you gonna do with it?" I said, "I'm going to open it." And she's like, "Are you fucking bringing that in the house?" And I said, "Yes, I am." And I walk in and I just sat inside, and she's losing her mind right now.
Like, what are you doing?
I told you what I'm doing. I'm going to open this.
At this point, he's like, I said, "Listen, I'm going to walk the dog. Don't touch it. Don't do anything. Let me walk the dog. When I get back, we will handle whatever mess you've just gotten us into. Just walk the dog."
So she goes to walk the dog. I set my brick down. I set it down. It'll be waiting for me later. And I go work out. Just get my workout in. She comes back. She's like, "Did you open it?" I said, "No." And then I'll get it later. No big deal. I'm thinking about how I'm spending the money. I'm like, you know, we had the plumbing come in, so we can't afford to take a cruise for our anniversary, our 10-year anniversary. We're going to take a big cruise for it. We can't afford to do it right now. No big deal. I'm like, I got our cruise money. This is going to be awesome. You know, I'm already set. I know what this is. I've told myself what's going on. I'm putting it out into the universe, right? So she's like, "Joe," and I said, "No." So we'll get it later. So we go upstairs, doing the thing. Did we eat?
No.
We didn't eat?
No. You showered.
I showered because that was really gross. That's right. So I showered, and she's like, "Are we going to open this?" I said, "Fine." I said, "We'll open it." And she goes, "Are you going to put gloves on?" I said, "No."
Like, yes, you are. Yes, you are.
I'm not worried about it. She's like, "How are you going to open it?" I was like, "With some scissors, some tools, you know, whatever." I said, "I'm going to go to the toolbox." She's like, "Where are the gloves?" I'm like, "I don't know. I guess they're in the toolbox." So anyway, long story short, we go.
He puts
and
the gloves
I put
on.
My, I put my latex gloves on. Thank you, Hillsborough County, for supplying us with a lifetime supply of latex gloves.
And we take it outside.
We take it outside.
Outside, right? Because we're not doing this in the house.
Okay. Right. We take it outside. And I grab my brick of money. And I walk over and I set it down. And I'm being pretty careful, right? Because you don't want to cut into them dollar bills. You don't want to, you know, whatever. And so I cut open the little label and I'm peeling out the 2024 and I'm like, it's like a sticker. I don't know what it is. Let me see if this will work. I don't think this will work.
No.
I don't think this will work.
I don't think it will either. It's going to be all fuzzy.
Hold on. Let me get my phone off black and white. Anne always gets mad that my phone's in black and white.
Everything's in black and white. Taking away the color takes away a lot of the joy, which is the point. I get it.
You see it?
Okay.
Sticker. Right? There's the sticker, right? 2024 on this thing. And so I peel it off and I look and I go, man, it's just a sticker. I'm like, all right, cool, no problem. So I go to get into it. And what I'm noticing at this point is, guys, this thing's packed really well. Like, I mean, somebody went to a lot of lengths to tape. I mean, this thing is like industrially packed. So I start peeling back this plastic layer.
But in his head, it's still money.
It's money, y'all. Don't worry about this. And I get into the foil. And it's not foil. It's like metal tape. Like, you guys seen the metal tape for like fixing ducts work? I mean, dude, this. And it's immaculately pressed. And I'm like, man, somebody packed this money up really well for me.
Holding out hope till the last minute.
Y'all know where this story's going. I open back the foil, and dude, I'm not even kidding, man. It is like just staring at me, this off-white brick.
Not money.
And I'm like, well, we got to find out, you know, what exactly, you know, like, is this a powder, is it a resin, what's going on, is it a joke? So I now am poking into the side. Right, with the scissors, I'm poking into the side because I wanna find out, because this stuff's packed in there, man. It ain't like a sandbag you in your rucksack, like it's like a vacuum seal. So no shit, I poke my scissors in, pull it out, and there it is, just powder on the end of this thing.
At this point, I am like, we're done. Get it out. Get it out.
I mean, y'all, I don't know if, like, y'all can see that.
No, you can't see that on Facebook.
But that is literally like a giant brick of powder.
Has anybody counted up the poor decisions, the number of poor decisions that have been made during this scenario?
Do y'all see this? So,
it's, and this one is like, no, I'm not going to wear gloves.
An off-white brick.
Dude.
So now...
Now I'm nauseous because I'm like...
Now we've got a situation.
Yes.
Because now... There's literally a felony situation. Like, there is prison going on.
There's no explaining this. Like, oh, he thought it would be a good idea to see what it is.
If something literally, like if for whatever reason the house catches fire and they gotta walk in,
right.
if somebody just kicked my door in at that moment for whatever reason.
Medical emergency, you fall down and break an ankle in the garage.
Prison.
Something's gonna happen and we're gonna get, like, we can't do this.
Prison.
This is not okay. You can't do that. So of course, yeah, now I've already had my second stroke at this point. Like, get it out of, what?
So at this point, I'm ready for breakfast. I'm like, hey, I'm gonna drop this in the sink over here.
In the garage.
I'm going to send out some calls. I said, I'm going to send out some texts.
Yeah.
I know some people. Let me get some opinions on what to do.
We called some police type friends.
So we're just hanging out for the day, doing the thing. And I sent a text to one of my boys. He's a local law enforcement guy. And I said, hey, I could really use your professional opinion. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink. And, unfortunately, Anne's like, did you call him? I'm like, no, I'm not going to call him. He's probably busy. And she's like, did you forget the brick of cocaine in the house? And I said, no, I didn't forget it, man. We'll take care of this. Don't worry about it. And so I'm just waiting. And he hasn't got back with me. And I'm like, oh, man, let me send another message out. So I get on the Facebook. And I say, hey, man, this is a buddy of mine. He has a very storied career. One of the only people I've ever known that was an NYPD and now is an LAPD guy. So I sent my message out to him. And I said, hey, man, I said, weird ask. I said, but I have a situation that could use your professional expertise. He writes me back immediately. He goes, I'm in the field. Give me your cell phone number and I'll call you when I'm in. He picked up what I was putting down. My other buddy at this point finally checked in and he's like, oh shit, man, I'm sorry. I'm just now seeing this. He goes, I'll call you in a bit. I said, no problem. Well, right about now, guys, I get a message from my bi-coastal friend. And he's like, yo, I'm back. Can I call you now? And I was like, we're about to go live in the group. So we've had the brick of unknown substance in the house. And it's now 5 o'clock getting ready for Walk and Talk Wednesday. Right?
And I'm freaking out listening for like, guys, what if somebody comes in like, is banging on the door? What if there's somebody, this is,
I'll express to you my concern, right? My concern now at this point is I don't want my name attached to a giant brick of cocaine. Because someone, Mr. 2024, probably is missing a few of those, right? So I'm like, do we just call non-emergency SO, tell them we found some stuff? I'm thinking I'm just going to go to the fire department up the street and go, boys, I need a solid, call your SO friends and get rid of this for me.
Bye.
You know? But I'm like, man, what if they have cameras? Because if they don't want to take it, I'm just going to drop it and run. I'm like, we could put our masks on. They won't know who we are.
That's,
you know,
not
I'm trying to go through all this stuff, right? And I mean, let me just call some people. Let me make some calls. I know people. We know people.
Yeah.
Let's make some calls here. So we get done with the walk and talk. Let me see what we got here. Looks like everybody picked up on this.
Yeah. We started with a bomb, and then you
not
got
a bomb.
It.
Mm-hmm. Not one thinking. I get it now.
Yep.
Eric was tracking not cash, more like coke. Brick
Gary,
of drugs.
I would rather it have been ashes. I hate to say that.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I would rather, because I am dying at this point, losing my mind, listening for the door, watching for people to come, like sneaking around the house. Like
Eric's tracking. I'm thinking someone's going to jail.
Oh,
we're thinking
God.
That too. We're thinking it's us.
I'm waiting for a ran at the front door.
Oh, but yeah, Ken Jimmy. The reunion is going to be off the hook. That's a party.
And then how do you tell this story if you have to call somebody? Like, well, really, I've had it, but I didn't know what to do. And yes.
Lori says never
calls.
Do it via text. That's why we said we needed a professional opinion. They both picked up what we were putting down.
Phone calls.
Sephir says, this is why I do love the lives. Hard week, need this laugh. You guys are awesome. That's why you're our people.
And we're going with this story we're telling right now. Is a hypothetical maybe story.
As Eric said, asking for a friend.
Asking for a friend.
Exactly.
Story told for a friend.
Exactly. And Sephir, that's why you're our people. If this story doesn't make you laugh, let me find you another coaching group. We might not be for you.
I wish you guys could have seen my face.
Or don't watch the lives, right? Don't watch the lives. You don't have to watch them. You don't have to.
I told Jonathan, your decision-making skills. We're like out of 10 before today. Today, we're taking down one notch at a time on your ability to make logical decisions.
We'll get back to team cocaine here in a second. Sephir, what you said right there, this is why you watch them.
Just in real life.
We work 7 days a week. Okay? We left the fire department in 2016. And even before then, we hadn't had a day off since we left the fire department. Since before we left the fire department. There's been one day, and I would say, conservatively, the past 7 years, that I haven't been on a computer for nutrition coaching related things.
Yeah.
And that was Christmas last year. Because we were on a cruise.
Yeah. We made it a point to not touch the laptops.
Well, it's because we slept in and we woke up and we did whatever. But we're still on the phone the entire day. So we haven't had a work-free day in years. So 7 days a week we work. These lives are for us. They're for us.
They're
just
totally
as
selfish.
Much as they are to help the fam. They're for family to come together.
I told somebody that today, you guys are our family, and we are here on these to support you, but you guys are also supporting us in ways that you don't even know, because you guys are our family. You're who we come to when we need support and help with stress and help with life.
And that's said, we gave up our family to start this one, and so we're damn sure going to use it as our family. And if that's not for you, that's cool. That's cool in the gang. Just let us know. Just don't tune in the lives. Back to cocaine. So we wrap up the Wednesday, the sit and speak with the fam. And the whole time I'm like, because I'm getting a little nervous at this point, y'all. I am getting a little nervous at this point.
He walked across a busy highway, just holding the thing in broad daylight. Like,
so I'm like, man, what are we gonna do? So I'm talking to my boy, Mr. NYPD and Mr. LAPD. And I'm talking to him, and I'm like, all right, man. I'm like, let me lay this down for you. I'm walking on the beach. I see this shiny brick-shaped object. You know, got a sticker on it, foil kind of whole deal. And he goes, oh, damn.
He goes through the whole story.
I'm like, I'm thinking maybe it's money. And he's like, no, man. And I go through the whole thing. I was like, unwrap it. I go, and staring at me is a brick of off-white powdery substance. And he goes, dude, he goes, you just described it as I would write it up in a report. And that's when he knew it was serious. Because I wasn't like, it was like, white as snow. No, I said an off-white powdery substance. And he was like, shit, dude. And he goes, okay. He's like, well, he goes, you know, you could whatever. He goes, but... He goes, off the record, he goes, just go flush that shit. I said, do what? And he's like, bro, go flush that shit. He goes, if someone came up to me with a brick of cocaine and said, hey, I found this. He goes, cool, I'll take it from you. He goes, I'm not gonna, you know, investigate. I'm not gonna follow up or whatever. You know, you're giving me a brick of cocaine. He goes, so, you know, I trust you or whatever. He goes, but it's just going to give me a bunch of paperwork. He goes, and you know, you don't really want somebody asking questions like, did you just happen to find that? Or now do they want to follow up on you? You know, are they going to have somebody outside the house? He's like, just flush it. I go, just flush it? He goes, yeah, man. He goes, you'll be fine. And I was like, wow. Okay. And then, you know, we're on septic out here. So Anne's now thinking the yeast microbes are going to get all cocaine-ed up.
What are you going to do?
And so now we can't flush it. I'm like, well, maybe I'll just dump it in the shower. So now she's looking at me, envisioning me in the shower with a cocaine storm flowing around.
And what if it does not go down the drain? And what if, because it's hot water, and what if it steams and there's still powder in the shower? And
And then, you know, now something happens and the drug dogs at your house, dude, and they find the cocaine in your shower drain.
Decision making skills.
Right.
Zero.
So I'm like, all right. I'm like, maybe we won't flush it, but you know, my boy said we could do whatever. So about that time, I get another call. My buddy, finally, my local buddy, calls me up. I tell him the whole story, and he goes, you dumb motherfucker.
He goes, seriously.
I go, dude, I thought it was money. He goes, well, technically it is currency. He's like, it's just not in cash form. And
this one will take you to prison.
Yeah. And I go, yeah, so it's still sitting here. He goes, it's still in your house? I said, yeah, man. I go, I don't know what to do with it. He goes, you dumb motherfucker. He's like, this is a felony, bro. And I'm like, I know. And he goes, all right, man. He goes... And I'm talking through to him, and my boy in California, he said, yeah, man, he goes, that's probably worth like 10 grand. And I'm like, oh, well, I don't know anybody in those circles, so I'm not worried about making the money for it. When I told that to my local buddy, he goes, oh, no, man. He goes, we were buying kilos recently for 30 or 40 around here. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Don't care.
Do I know anybody?
Don't care. We're like dropping below level zero. On decision-making skills, life skill. What are we doing? What are we doing? And again, okay, so like third or fourth stroke in I've had now because this comes out of his mouth.
I'm like, 40K, man? I tell my buddy on the phone, I'm like, well, shit, man, maybe I'll just post it on Facebook Marketplace, right?
I know is a joke.
He goes, well, you'll definitely turn it over to the cops if you do that. So I'm talking to my boy, and he goes, listen, man, he goes, you could... He goes, here's what's going to happen. He goes, you could call non-emergency, tell them you're donating, and he goes, and we would log it as found property, right? Or like unclaimed property. He's like, and what we're going to do is you're going to have to explain that you're an idiot. He's going to have to come clean with these guys and say, hey, I thought it was money. I said, dude, I have no problems telling you I thought it was money. I was like, I knew it was going to be money or coke. I was just hoping towards money, and it wasn't. Because who ships bricks of money? You ship the bricks of cocaine. So you can make the money so Marty Bird can launder. Marty Bird.
Ozark style. Right.
So I should have known that I had the supply chain wrong, but I was just hoping. I was just hoping, right? I was just hoping.
Brain not working so well still.
I was manifesting my destiny. I've heard when you give yourself grace, you're supposed to project your wishes into the world, and that's how your dreams happen, right? Isn't that what they tell us on the internet?
I don't
have to work for it, we wish for it. Isn't that how it goes? So he's like, you could tell them you're an idiot. You thought it was money, it's cocaine and you don't want it. He goes, so now what we're going to do. And he goes, it's going to get filed as unclaimed property.
But then there's...
And it's going to sit. He goes, because we're not going to open a case on this. This washes up all the time. Not all the time. But it washes up frequently.
Commonly, yeah.
And he goes, and we're going to keep it on the shelf till we burn it, or we're going to call K-9 and go, hey, we got a bunch of coke here. Do you guys want it to train your dogs? And my friend, former K-9 guy, I said, oh, is that beneficial? He goes, yeah, it can help a little bit. He goes... But that's not what you're going to do. I go, okay, what am I going to do? He goes, this conversation never happened. He goes, you didn't call me, and I didn't tell you to do this. He said, but you're going to take that cocaine right back where you found it, and you're going to huck it into the ocean as hard as you can, and you're going to go home.
As he's still calling you the dumbest person alive.
And that was his professional advice.
So, we are not going to talk about what was decided and what was done.
That is where the story ends.
Yes. All you need to know is the story is done. It's over. It's closed. It is no longer in our hands or anywhere near us, and we have no idea what happened to anything because it has been taken off of our hands.
Somehow, some way, some form, some fashion, that cocaine is no longer able.
It was appropriately taken care of.
To pollute.
Not here. It is not here.
The minds and hearts.
Oh my God.
Of our fellow citizens. 1 kilo down.
And all that being a very...
Fighting this drug war one K at a time, y'all.
Very hypothetical story that happened to a friend.
How about that?
Who does this happen to?
How about that?
And how are these the right choices?
Well...
There was about 16 scenarios that could have happened... Where we were looking at prison time for a felony. Like, what?
It's the right choice because Eric said your reactions today.
Oh, my God. You have no idea. Take that and multiply it by about 100 on that day because Wednesday, I don't...
Fam, this reaction ain't far off.
It was...
So, if you wonder, like, you know, man, why is Jonathan a little weird? Well, it's because he dodged a fucking felony because I thought I found a brick of money.
Totally worth it.
Eric says, now I know two people to call when I find a kilo. We can guide you through the process.
We got some people you can talk to.
Sephir says, that's awesome. A lifelong friend, drug dog. Sorry, yeah, man. Val says, I feel like you saved a youngin' and their family from harm in finding it. No bullshit, that is one of the reasons. I was like, money, coke, don't want to leave it here for a kid. You know? The even funnier part is I was like, Ann. You know, because we are not very cool, right?
No.
We don't have partying friends or whatever. But, you know, and I mean, maybe some members of the fam, you know, maybe you do have partying friends.
You do.
I don't know if that's the circles you really want to be in, but, you know, whatever. But I said, Ann, could you imagine, like if we had friends that did cocaine recreationally, you know, functional cocaine people, and we showed up to their house with this, like... Friends for life right there. I mean, you imagine, like, hey guys, we brought you something. I mean, if you're like a bump at a time kind of guy, what do they call it, an eight ball? Like, you score an eight ball to party on the weekends.
I don't know
what the kids call it these days.
Know.
But could you imagine if somebody like you're a cocaine user, you know, I use a little cocaine every now and again, and your friends bring a fucking brick and drop it off. We'd be the coolest friends ever.
We would be. We just don't.
One other option I considered
is
there's a former operator of some sorts. I believe he's a former team guy.
Somewhere in the area.
Somewhere in the area. Mm-hmm. And we see him constantly. And I'm like, oh, I bet he'd know what to do with it. And then Ann's like, yeah, he'd probably use it all. And then you wouldn't see him anymore. So don't give it to him.
We would hear the story of the OD like 3 days later. Like, yeah. Again, not a good idea.
Probably not the best idea either.
So we're lucky that Ann was not out of town when this happened, because I don't know what this one would have done.
I'd have
gotten a call from jail. I don't know.
Probably they don't let you call from prison.
Oh, my God.
Anna says it's a cliffhanger. Case closed. It was resolved. It was resolved.
There was a lot that went into this one.
Lori said, so, lesson learned.
I told him, don't you ever do that ever again. Ever, ever. Leave it. If you want to pick up trash, you pick up trash like, oh, there's a potato chip bag. Oh, there's a construction helmet. Don't pick up the brick.
I told one other person about this at BJJ last night, because I had to tell somebody. Yeah. And he's like, oh, man. He's like, if I was still in Jersey, he goes, I would have said, don't throw that away. He's like, I know who to sell it to. So he could have hooked me up in Jersey, but not in Florida. Gary said, I enjoyed your reaction. I had to keep it going.
He did that day too.
I like to keep her on the edge. Yeah. Eric, best recruiting story recap. Should I drop that as a sit rep?
Avoided prison.
Hey guys, what would you do if you found a kilo of cocaine asking for a friend?
Hypothetically speaking.
Probably should avoid that one. Maybe next muster I can bring it up in person.
Oh my God.
It's also more effective with the photos. Val says, functional cocaine people. I bet they get all the carbs.
All the carbs.
Someone asked me last night at BJJ,
yeah.
Because Ann had to tell the story, and she goes, well, how do you track cocaine? I said, I heard it's very thermogenic. not that I'm suggesting cocaine.
No, please. No. Nope, we are not an advocate for drugs of any kind.
So David picked up what I put down. Cocaine Bear, motherfuckers!
That was a great movie.
Cocaine Bear was a great movie. And then I asked Anne, well, what happens if we followed the not-so-great advice of chucking it into the ocean and the sea turtles get it? Are we going to have a cocaine turtle fiasco? Because earlier in the day, and you laugh. Oh, what's a turtle going to do? I saw a turtle not only defend itself for 10 minutes against like a giant tiger shark.
On a video.
Because it rolled over. Every time the shark came after it, rolled over. And so the shark tried to bite its shell. You can, it's a shell, right? So this turtle had the wherewithal and the gumption and the tenacity to defend itself, right? From the shark. For minutes, 10 minutes, this shark kept coming. And you know what made the shark go away? That turtle saw its chance to strike, and it swam around, and no lie, this motherfucker bit that shark on the tail. Bit the shark. The turtle bit the shark, and the shark de-assed after that. So you imagine what a turtle on cocaine could do.
It'd be a bad day.
It'd be just like that cocaine bear. Be biting everybody.
Less claws, but yeah.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying.
Welcome to a day in the life of Jonathan's brain.
And that, first in family, is why these live calls exist.
That was our hypothetical asking for a friend story. We hope you enjoyed it.
And if you didn't, we'll find you a non-cocaine, non-swearing nutrition company. We'll hook you up. We know some people.
This was a special episode today.
And on that note, that's all we got, y'all. That's all the cocaine we have for you this week.
All I can handle.
So hopefully.
I got chest pains retelling that story.
Megan Bryan, that's how we know you're our people. We should mandate.
This get watched.
That you have to watch this live before we let you join the family. And if this ain't for you, then you ain't for us. Know what I'm saying? Because if you can't talk to your fam about finding bricks of controlled substances and making poor decisions when you do, do you even have a fam?
Nope.
Do you even have a fam?
Nope. Not one that we want to be
That's
part
right.
of.
That's right. Pin this session.
Pin this
Must watch. I'm here for it. And that's why we're here for you guys, because you guys, you get us. You get us.
We thought you would like our very hypothetical story.
You get us. And on that note, man, if y'all have anything y'all want us to jam on, let us know. If not, we're going to go live in FIT, fully involved training for FIT tribe.
I got one question from FIT.
So we'll be going live directly in there. Then after that, we're going to be going directly to dinner.
Yes.
And then directly to date night.
Yes, snacks.
But before that, I'm going to do this. Play a little guitar.
Air guitar.
I'm going to serenade my wife.
I like it. We're going to hit Val's comment.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to give people time to ask any last minute requests so I can go to bed with a guilt-free conscience.
Yeah.
Because I'm giving them time.
Oh. Yep.
Maybe I am breaking up the band.
We count to 10.
We'll find out. Val says, these are my people. This is where I come from. You guys are the best.
We love you, Val.
We're here for it, man. We're here for it.
This is why we love you guys, all of you.
We're here for it, man. So thanks for enduring our story.
Thank you for being our family and our people.
And if you find a brick of something on the beach,
don't touch it. Just don't.
Open it while you're there. Don't bring it into your house where you risk losing everything. I told Ann when I was on team, take it to the firehouse. Because I was like, what would we do, right? If somebody showed up to Station 11, where I was at. That's where the old 11's on the helm. See my 11. Station 11. What I would do at Station 11, someone came up, because at this point it was in two double-wrapped plastic Publix bags. hey, this is for you. I'm out. I need you to call SO and turn this in, what I would do. And it would definitely be a story that we would tell. But I'm not sure we would necessarily let the person walk away. Right. And so that's where it got a little touch and go. But what I told Ann was, what if while we're driving literally less than half a mile, there's a fire station within half a mile of our house. I would say half a mile.
Yeah.
Three quarters of a mile, less than 1 mile. And we get in a fender bender.
Again, these are the possibilities. How do you explain this?
No talking your way out of the brick of cocaine if you get into an accident and you're not. You couldn't even walk out and hand it. I got this cocaine. I'm sorry, officer. You know, or deputy. Sorry, deputy. You know,
as you're getting tased and handcuffed.
No, man. You're going down. So this was definitely. I do not recommend taking it home. I do recommend opening it up and finding out if it's money or not, because could have been a brick of money, guys. Could have been dollar bills, y'all. So I will stand by that decision. Open it up, just not in your house. That's a little Denzel right there.
Anna's got you.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, yes, that was the biggest thing. And what Ann got really mad at me for was that's why we put the gloves on. But both the professional opinions we received, Lori, were they're not going to ship it like that. They ship the pure stuff, and then it gets cut when it's here. It gets stamped when it's here.
Learn something new that day.
So, yeah, but they're definitely, you know, that was definitely a possibility. That's why the gloves were on. And then when Ann came down in the garage later, and I'm like, what's that smell? And I pick the package up, and I'm smelling it because I smelled something kind of funky, and it was the seawater.
Oh, my God.
She's like, yo, idiot. Don't Are you literally like that. Sniffing? And I'm like, that was a bad call.
There was a lot of bad decisions made that day.
Some poor, poorly thought out, a couple decisions were made that day.
A couple.
So, the thing is, we don't want any of it, but we especially don't want the fentanyl. And that's what I was like. I was like, what if it's just a brick of fentanyl? God. You know, that's like a pile of death right there.
We know that it has been resolved. We do not have anything in our possession. It has been taken care of properly. And thank you for coming to our hypothetical storytelling session.
Yeah. So anybody listening into this, looking at those photos or whatever, ain't no felony here. You don't need to come around here. Don't come around here no more. Cocaine. All right, guys. On that note, if you're part of the FIT tribe, we will see you in FIT Fully Involved Training. If you're not, thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for being awesome. And thanks for, more than anything, being our people and for being first in. You guys have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon. And avoid that cocaine, y'all. It's a hell of a drug. Bye.